AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Taliban does not want the U.S. to stay beyond the deadline of a week from today to get out of Afghanistan. An official tells the AP President Biden is sticking with the August 31st date. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the deadline has not changed.
We continue to make progress every day in getting Americans, as well as SIV applicants and vulnerable Afghans out.
On Capitol Hill, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the deadline should be extended.
There's no possible way that we can get every American that's still in Afghanistan out in the next 7 days.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is complaining about the chaos in Kabul caused by the U.S. and allies during the evacuation at the Kabul airport. The number of evacuees is rising. More than 21,000 people were flown safely out of the Kabul airport in the 24-hour period that ended early today. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says 171 million Americans are fully vaccinated and 200 million have at least one shot. States with more people unvaccinated are catching up.
In Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi, more people got their first shots in the past month than in the prior 2 months combined.
More than 100 National Guard personnel are being deployed to 20 hospitals across Georgia to help deal with the state's latest surge in coronavirus cases. An army of firefighters is trying to keep a huge wildfire from pushing toward Lake Tahoe along the California-Nevada line. The Caldor fire is just 9% contained after burning more than 180 square miles and destroying at least 455 homes southwest of Lake Tahoe. A man is recuperating in stable condition at a Fairbanks hospital in Alaska after being mauled by a bear in Denali National Park. He was hiking alone in Thoroughfare Pass. This is AP News. Rolling Stones drummer Charlie Watts has died. The AP's Margie Zaraletta has the story.
Charlie Watts was an unlikely rock star. He loved jazz and joined the Rolling Stones in the early 1960s, figuring the band would last 2 weeks. The most flash he would show on stage was a smile. Watts said in a 1993 interview he hated playing stadium shows.
You see the surrounds more than you do the band. You can't see any one of those. I'm amazed people actually go to them. I'm glad they do. I mean, it's a lucrative living for me.
I'm Margie Zaraletta.
In New York, a woman testifying today said a controlling R. Kelly barred his live-in girlfriends from watching a documentary series that portrayed him as a sexual predator and kept watch over them during an interview with Gayle King. Kelly has repeatedly denied accusations he preyed on several alleged victims during a 30-year career. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.